Purchase a SuperStart Extreme or SuperStart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's knows when it comes to fries, the more the better. Because people just can't get enough of their favorite hamburger sidekick. So for a limited time, Wendy's is giving you any size fry for just a dollar. That's a small, medium, even a large order of natural cut sea salted goodness for just a buck. Any size you like for the same little price. But a deal this good won't last long. So get any size fry for $1 from Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, a la carte only, excludes top fries. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
New Golden Girl cereal. So good, and it keeps you regular. When you wake up each morning and smile because you are not dead. Go and grab a bowl, shove it down your dent, you're holy.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At five. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. He's back on the campaign trail, this time in Nevada. Former President Barack Obama stumping for Democrats there, accusing Republicans of dirty tricks.
There are states where Republicans are actively purging voter rolls right now, where they have tried to say students and college students operate under different rules than others and make it harder for them to vote.
President Trump also campaigning.
He's helping out former presidential rival Ted Cruz with a stop in Houston.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the president no longer calling the GOP Senator Lion Ted. That's been changed to Texas Ted. He may talk more tonight about his plan to cut taxes for the middle class by 10%. The president hoping to get that done by the November midterms, but members of Congress aren't in Washington. They're home campaigning. This is Fox News.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind It's alive! It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
But I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy. What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick-or-treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
It's 5 after 5. I got a video on Facebook that I cannot stop watching. I'm pretty sure that's French Bulldog, right?
Yes.
He's on the beach, on his back, and he's buried from the front legs down in the sand. So he's just sort of propped up, and somebody's handing him a treat, and he just holds it in his hands and chows down, and he's just having the time of his life. It's funny. I need a new dog. Like, I need a hole in the head. I got two monsters that crave full-time attention, but man, I'll tell you, French bulldogs are just hilarious. They have such personalities. The Brown Bullet. We have three of them here. They run the company, by the way. And they are chip off the old block. We're at 8 after 5 o'clock. Here we have traffic, weather, and then Brant McDonald's going to join us, and we'll find out why there was a pickle puss on Wall Street today.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are moving along pretty well right now. No problems, no new accidents, no messed up vehicles. Everything's just cruising right along so far. Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all your major roadways are clear. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama residents who are not registered to vote and want to in the upcoming election are running out of time to register. Today is the deadline to register to vote. Election day is 2 weeks away from Tuesday. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for that murder back in 2016. District Attorney Randall Houston announced that the case had been dismissed and that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. The University of Alabama says it's raised more than $225 million in gifts and pledges during the 2017-18 school year. That compares to about $120 million raised during the previous year. University President Stuart Bell says the money creates a strong foundation for growth and development. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's more great fall weather in our immediate future before more weather changes later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 51, so not quite as cool as we were last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a nice day with a high temperature around 72. We'll be in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Mid-70s look good on Wednesday, another nice day with lots of sunshine and a decent chance of showers returning on Thursday. A Gulf Coast storm system will brush by the state by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nebraska's new travel slogan, Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone, is really shaking up the tourism industry. Now, other states are jumping on board with all-too-honest slogans of their own.
Like, visit California. Come for the sunshine. Stay because you're stuck in traffic.
Hawaii, it's a pain in the butt to get to and way too expensive.
Texas, we're proud to...
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Well, that was one of those things that just sort of happens when you're just a tad under the weather. We'll play that in its entirety a little bit later. Right now, though, we're going to be joined on News Talk 93.1 FM by Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, Brent.
Greg, man, I hear you're not doing too well these days.
Well,
a little under the weather, huh?
I'm better than I was Friday afternoon and Saturday. It's just it's going to take time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was talking to Joey about it off the air. He said he's got a little touch of it as well. And
well, radio stations are like radio stations are like daycare facilities. Somebody brings it in, and everybody gets it. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't make it over here to our firm.
Before we talk about the indexes going up and down, I noticed... Again, watching the stock of the NFL, their ratings continuing to achieve new lows week after week.
Well, there's no doubt about it, man. I mean, obviously, college football is a hot commodity these days, and so that competes quite well with the NFL, especially with all the political overtones.
Yeah,
and everyone knows what those are. And then, of course, you've got the NBA coming back. College basketball is right around the corner. Trust me, I mean, there are a lot of other sporting, and the World Series, let's not forget that. So, it used to be that the diehard, sort of NFL fans were going to really step up, but they've just about thrown in the towel on this. It's gotten so ridiculous. And it is for sure. Hey, I wanted to tell you that I called in Friday. I had a great conversation with Joey, sort of recapping the week down in Palm Beach, and wanted to personally thank you for your recommendation, the Flagler Museum, which was really, really incredible, very just fascinating. My wife went with me on this trip, which she often does, and she has a wonderful time while I'm doing business. I also took Austin. You know Austin.
Sure.
He was in studio. He went with me. And I was telling Joey it was interesting because the last night we were there, we were sitting there sort of in this lounge area right next to the main dining room, which is really this incredible dining room. You know, you've been to the Breakers, so you know what it looked like.
Oh, yeah.
And so then Austin says to me, hey, I think that's Sean Hannity over there. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And sure enough, there he was.
Wow.
And, of course, he had a lot of people kind of mulling around him or whatever. And so I thought, no, I'm not going to go bother the guy. And I told Austin, I'm gonna head on up. And but there he goes, just like Austin does, and goes right up to Hannity. And he informs me the next day that he spent like 30 minutes with him talking politics.
Wow.
And he got some really great little nuggets, I got to tell you. One-on-one, with no one else around. And so he was super excited. And we'll have to get him to call in with me or something and relay, because it was really fascinating stuff. Sean had interviewed Rush Limbaugh, because he lives down there.
Yeah.
And that was for the show that was going to – they take the show and they were going to air it, that night. And they literally were airing the show while we were all sitting there in that lounge area. But so it was a great trip. It really was. And, of course, just incredible company with this firm that we met up with down there. Their CEO, their chief investment strategist, chief economist, on and on. Incredible people, conservatives that line up sort of ideologically like we do. And it was really refreshing to sort of hear their thoughts and their sort of commentary on what they think is going to happen the rest of this year and next year. It pretty well lines up with a lot of what we've been saying. So Anyway, feel really good. We got another big round of earnings this week, and we'll see. I mean, this is a big week. I mean, we've got about almost a third of the S&P 500 and a third of the Dow Jones companies will be reporting this week. So it's going to be quite busy for all of us at our firm. I mean, big names like Amazon.com and Google, you know, the really big names, and also some of the industrial manufacturing companies. That's going to dovetail well into CEO guidance with what's going on in the news with Trump, you know, now pulling out of this nuclear arms treaty or threatening to do that. The continuation of the trade war with China. It goes on and on. And then, of course, the midterms, which are right around the corner. Markets are going to continue to be quite volatile, I think, until we get through the midterms, get through these earnings, and get some guidance. But then I think we're going to close the year on a pretty strong note. So anyway, I'm looking forward to reporting all this.
I don't know what type of political wisdom you had access to in Florida. There's a state. It's got a couple of interesting elections. Skeletor, or Senator Bill Nelson, as he's known to the folks there, trying to run for re-election against a guy who I thought was a phenomenal governor for the state of Florida, Rick Scott. What are some of the vibes you're picking up from what they would love to believe is a purple state?
You know, so interestingly, last week when I was in Palm Beach, this company that we were meeting with, they brought in all the main, you know, bigwigs of their firm. And this is a national firm. It's an asset management company. Anyway, they've got a guy that is a chief sort of political strategist. And he's nationally known. He's done a really incredible job at sort of predicting these elections just because they play such a vital role in the ebbs and flows of financial markets. Anyway, he had a lot of incredible data, and he says that there's a 60% chance that the Democrats are going to win the House, but that he would not be shocked if the Republicans held on. Uh-huh. He says there's also a 70% chance, based on what he's looking at, and this surprised me, that the Republican Party will pick up 3 Senate seats, which was really pretty unreal. And he's got some pretty solid, you know, formulary that you could call it, the data that he analyzes. And he's been pretty consistent, you know, over the years.
Well,
he also called Trump winning the presidency.
I would think the Republicans not only have a chance to hang on to the House, I think they could pick up a lot more than 3 or 4 seats in the Senate, including the one in Florida. There's, you know, the whole blue wave fairy tale is crumbling, and even many experienced Democratic analysts are saying this just doesn't seem to be happening. Because usually a wave occurs because there's an objection to the way things are going in the country. But when you look at all the indexes above and beyond the Dow Jones and, you know, the things that are calculated daily, consumer confidence, optimism, those things matter a lot in how people are going to vote. And if they're feeling good about the way things are going, why would they pick up the baby and throw it out with the bathwater? It just doesn't make any sense.
No, I agree with you. And I think that a lot of these private organizations, folks that I meet with, I'm telling you, I mean, they pay polling companies, they pay some of these lobbying groups a lot of money to get information, and they don't see it either. The market doesn't act that way either. And I let's face it, I mean, the polling these days is highly ineffective. It, you know, the margin for error is a lot wider than it has been in the past, just because of the way we communicate with each other.
I also think that that's in part due to fear, because people that pay attention to the news have seen what's happened to Trump supporters. Openly attacked, chased out of restaurants, you know, this ugly behavior that we have seen from the so-called resistance. I think people are just far more inclined to keep their opinion to themselves because they really don't know who they're talking to. How do I know it's a pollster and not somebody in my
group? No, I agree with you, but here's the other side to it that I think is where this entire House race, all of this stuff, is going to sort of pivot is how effective is the GOP going to be in getting Republicans out to vote? That's the key. And history has shown that a lot of times when your party is doing well, and then voters in that party can get a little bit complacent.
I think.
And that's why this thing with Kavanaugh was such a big deal.
Yeah. No, I think, look at, they started early voting in Texas today, and the lines are long. And I don't think these do not look like, quote, resistance types to me. I think you're going to see an affirmation of Donald Trump that could be above and beyond anybody's best estimate. I think it's totally possible. You know me, I tend to be pessimistic.
I just absolutely believe, I agree with everything you've said, and I do think the mood out there in the country is really quite strong and very positive. It's showing up in all the consumer sentiment numbers and most sentiment numbers that we look at. But the bottom line, and I'm telling you, I think this is where it's going to all hinge, is in those community races in the House, as in terms of how effective is the GOP going to get in getting those voters out of the chair and going to the polls to vote, because the Democrats are really good at that when the odds are stacked against them, and they've been working on this for a long time. The only way to combat it is not really with message as much as it is getting your base out there to vote. That's the key.
Well, I agree that certainly the guy that may end up being the big difference maker in that motivational regard is Brett Kavanaugh, because so many people sat there and said, I can't believe they're treating this man and his family with such hate and vitriol. And most people knew it was bogus anyway. You know, people have...
Well, we'll see real soon just how effective they are in capitalizing on that whole debacle that we went through, which was an atrocity. You know, that's the key, man. The GOP's got to capitalize on, and they've got to resonate with the voters, get that message out there to them, and get them to go vote. And
it could be.
So we'll see.
If it goes that way, it could be one of the best television watching nights in our lifetimes, watching the faces and hysterics on MSLSD and some of the other networks. You know, having to go through this again, you know. Oh, and then there's the good news that Hillary's considering a run in 2020. It's like trying to get rid of herpes. You can't get rid of herpes either once you got it.
Well, even the Democratic Party doesn't want to hear that, you know. I think her time has come and gone, and everyone knows it.
I would agree. Everyone knows it but her. Yes, if you are interested in putting a plan together for your financial future, just make a phone call to 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and talk to Brant. There's no obligation. Just sit there and talk about where you're at, where you would like to be, some of the things that interest you in the, you know, world of investment. Perhaps you're interested in starting a portfolio, asking questions, what does this mean, that mean, and so forth. It's all on the table with McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management and an incredible team of people that Brant's put together there at his office for support, second to none. 387-0094, that's McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, I hope to be feeling just a little bit better next time I talk to you tomorrow.
I do too, buddy. Hang in there.
I'm working on it.
All right.
Take care. It is, hang on, I'm looking for something here. No. Just looking for something Halloween themed to come out of the break with. Perhaps something from The Real Men of Genius. In the meantime, with Brant.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we'll take a look at the roads right after this.
This Halloween, your house is possessed, only not by ghosts or demons. It's the Haunted Alexa.
Red rum. Red rum.
Alexa? I didn't ask you anything.
Red rum.
I'm unplugging you.
Red rum.
Oh my God! Why are you still talking?
Ha 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 ha.
Shut up! I'm grabbing the bat!
Red rum.
Die!
Red rum.
Die!
Red
die!
Rum.
Die!
Red
die!
Rum.
Die!
Red.
Die! I think it stopped.
The capital of Thailand is Bangkok.
Haunted Alexa. It's the only thing scarier than looking at Jeff Bezos.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are moving along pretty well right now. No problems, no new accidents, no messed up vehicles. Everything's just cruising right along so far. Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all your major roadways are clear. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Democrats who called for the firing of FBI Director James Comey are shocked and appalled by the firing of FBI Director James Comey. The Democrats say that Comey's firing will undermine the investigations for which he should have been fired. In order to examine which Democrat claims are cynical political fabrications and which are hysterical conspiracy theories, and which are cynical political hysterical theories about fabricated conspiracies, let's examine which investigations might be affected. The FBI, as we know, is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to expose the Democrats' emails. The Senate, meanwhile, is investigating whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign for the collusion that the FBI is investigating. The Judiciary Committee is investigating why the Attorney General failed to investigate Hillary Clinton's attempt to avoid the FBI investigation into the Attorney General's failure to investigate her emails to the Democrats, which the Russians hacked in an attempt to interfere with our election, which the Senate is investigating in an attempt to find out if the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians' hack of the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating to see whether the Obama administration was investigating the Trump campaign. The House Intelligence Committee is investigating whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration's attempts to use the intelligence community to investigate the Trump campaign's collusion with the Russian hack into the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating in order to find out whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration. The head of the House committee, meanwhile, has stepped down pending an investigation. At the same time, many in the press are investigating why the press never investigated the Obama administration's investigation of the Trump campaign, but continues to investigate the Trump administration's investigation into whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign, which is now under investigation in the Senate, causing several investigators to call for an independent investigation into the House investigation of the Senate investigation of the Trump administration, which is meanwhile investigating the Obama administration, which was on a yacht in the Bahamas at the time, dancing to the musical stylings of Drake's Hotline Bling. Mr. Drake is not currently under investigation. Now, to be clear, an independent investigation into the Senate investigation of the House investigation of the Obama investigation into the Trump campaign could expand the investigation into an investigation of Russia's investigation of the emails that were under investigation by the FBI, which was in turn under investigation by the NSA, who have been investigating everybody in a surveillance program that's still under investigation. If that were to happen, there would no doubt be calls for a full investigation into all the other investigations. So, it's easy to see that the firing of James Comey will have to be investigated to ensure it doesn't in any way curtail the important business of government, which is investigating. Just thank God the government's not actually governing. Then we'd all be in real trouble. Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
You know, when the Kavanaugh thing was coming down, you didn't hear much about the Mueller investigation. And after Kavanaugh was confirmed, by the way, sky hasn't fallen yet, has it? And all the other catastrophes that the left always predicts will happen when, if we don't do this. I haven't heard much about the Mueller investigation since. And all I can find out, I've done a little research over the last couple of days, because when you're not feeling good, that's kind of all you can do. It looks to me like this is going to come to a big petering halt here in the very near future. Like, there's nothing there. If there had been, it would have been leaked. Because you know how they operate. It would have been leaked because it could have been damaging prior to the election. There's nothing there. And I think that's the reason why Mueller is kind of timing release the report till after the election, because it's not going to help anybody that they're particularly fond of if it comes out ahead of time. It's all going to be revealed to what it was. Much ado about nothing. Bunch of crap. Joey? I don't have much left in the tank, to be quite honest with you, tonight. So I want to hear just a couple of minutes of Judge Jeanine from her open on her Saturday night show on Fox News.
The military needs to be deployed to our southern border immediately to stop the caravan of thousands of illegals pouring into our nation. Right now is a very dangerous time for Americans. Border control is essential to your safety and the safety of your family. The military, the National Guard, ICE, Border Patrol, and DHS needs to block this caravan from entering our nation. Now, I'm not saying they're all criminals. What I am asking is, who are they? What I am saying is, I want to vet them, screen them. I want to find out who among them is a criminal, who among them is a gang member, like the notorious MS-13 gang members who arrogantly rode into our United States by invitation during the Obama years and are now in New York and elsewhere brutally and savagely murdering innocent American citizens. I want to know who is a pedophile, who is a sex offender, who thinks they're entitled to beat their wives. I want to know who has an alcohol problem, who has a drug problem, who likes to drive drunk, and who has no problem hauling drugs for the cartel. And if you can prove that you're not one of them or any other kind of criminal, I want to know what you have to offer us. What do you bring to this great nation? What are you going to contribute? Why should we be proud to count you as an American, other than adding to the Democrats' voting bloc and continuing the mob mentality that you have already exhibited you're proficient at?
You know, that's the thing. The images of this caravan, as it's being called, it's like they now you've seen portions of the mob here and there clawing at doors and doing their thing. And now it's like, okay, our next job is to invade the country from the south. One story, I think this is why you were out of the room. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Out of the room is that they intend to go to California because they feel like they'll have an easier time getting in there.
They probably will.
Oh, why not? And, you know, what I don't understand is why Californians would welcome so much as one additional person to the millions they're already taking care of there. That's crazy. Here's a little Tucker clip. This one is entitled, "Not Every Accuser Tells the Truth. I Should Know."
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. A middle-aged man going through a divorce begins dating a woman he met online. The relationship becomes torrid, and eventually the man sends his girlfriend lewd texts and nude photographs of himself. Several years later, the two break up, and in revenge, the woman shares their private correspondence with other people. Nude pictures of the man wind up on the internet and ultimately in the media. He is ridiculed and humiliated. So who's the victim here? If you guess the 68-year-old man whose 5 grandchildren can now find naked pictures of him online, you obviously haven't been reading the Washington Post lately. The man in question is Republican Congressman Joe Barton of Texas, and according to the Washington Post, he deserves to be ashamed of his, quote, secret sex life. Keep in mind that nobody has accused Barton of abuse or even abuse of power. The relationship was consensual. If anything, it is Barton's former girlfriend who may be guilty of a crime. So-called revenge porn is illegal in many places and ought to be. And yet, for reasons never explained, the Washington Post and many other media outlets treated Barton like the heir to Harvey Weinstein, even offering anonymity to the woman who overturned his life and humiliated him. Sex abuse stories have dominated the news for the past 6 weeks, beginning with Weinstein. Predators in Hollywood, the media, and politics have been exposed and they have been punished. And that is good news because justice is always good news. And we'll continue to bring you updates on those stories as we get them, and we sure we will. But going forward, we should also be careful that the noble effort to end sexual harassment does not degenerate into a witch hunt. It can happen, as the Washington Post just proved. So with that in mind, two things to remember. First, anonymous accusations always lead to abuses. The right to face your accuser is the cornerstone of justice and has been since ancient Rome. That's why it's enshrined in the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution. It's why we ban star chambers. We don't allow people to accuse others of armed robbery or murder from behind the shield of anonymity. Why do media outlets allow it in cases of sexual harassment? If you're going to name the accused, you ought to name the accuser, assuming it's an adult. News organizations are not courts. They shouldn't take a side when guilt and innocence are in dispute. It's too easy to get it wrong, and they often do. Second, not everyone accused of a sex offense is guilty. Not every accuser is telling the truth. I learned this the hard way a number of years ago when I was accused of felony rape by a woman I'd literally never even seen. She was a certified public accountant in Indiana, an upstanding member of her community, and also apparently delusional. Her claims were grotesque, but they were highly specific. The assault, she said, took place in the back room of a restaurant in Louisville on a specific day at around 10:30 p.m. She included loads of graphic and horrifying detail. It was stomach-turning, and yet none of it was true. I spent the next 2 months trying to stay out of jail. I couldn't tell my children because I knew they'd be ashamed. I couldn't tell my employer because I knew I'd be fired immediately. I spoke only to lawyers, and I paid them a fortune. I took a polygraph exam from the former head polygrapher at the FBI. I never stopped worrying that the charges would become public and destroy my life. Everyone accused of a sex offense did something wrong. Everybody knows that, and I knew that no one would believe otherwise. This isn't a defense of sexual harassment or misbehavior, obviously. It's just a reminder that real life is complicated, more complicated than sermonizing on Twitter. Sometimes the mob is wrong. Sometimes the innocent are crushed. That's always a tragedy, no matter what the charge is. Of course, crushing the innocent may also be the point of the exercise, and we're seeing that. Last week, a feminist called Emily Linden announced on Twitter that she was, quote, not at all concerned about innocent men losing their jobs in the search for perpetrators of sexual harassment. Quote, if some innocent men's reputations have to take a hit in the process of undoing the patriarchy, that is a price I am absolutely willing to pay.
That's a price she's willing to pay? She's not paying it. But that's the kind of thinking that's out there, man, and it's pretty damn scary. If you ask me, just insane. All right, and I had never heard, Tucker, God, can you imagine being accused of something that grotesque in that level of graphic detail? I never heard the story. You would think that somebody would have found a way to leak that and destroy the guy. Because they don't, especially when it's somebody on the right, well, we can't bring them down fast enough. Unreal. 5:43, let's see how the roads are doing.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Slow traffic from South Union down to the interchange on 85 southbound. Also a little bit on North Boulevard between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. The boulevard's kind of stop and go, especially on South Boulevard up to I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard. Everything else looking pretty decent. 65 is all clear. Don't see anything on the 31s. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for that murder back in 2016. District Attorney Randall Houston announced that the case had been dismissed and that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. Alabama residents who are not registered to vote and want to in the upcoming election are running out of time to register. Today is the deadline to register to vote. Election day is 2 weeks away from Tuesday. The University of Alabama says it's raised more than $225 million in gifts and pledges during the 2017-18 school year. That compares to about $120 million raised during the previous year. University President Stuart Bell says the money creates a strong foundation for growth and development. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8. And on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's more great fall weather in our immediate future before more weather changes later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 51, so not quite as cool as we were last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a nice day with a high temperature around 72. We'll be in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Mid-70s look good on Wednesday. Another nice day with lots of sunshine and a decent chance of showers returning on Thursday. A Gulf Coast storm system will brush by the state by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I have no less than three people traveling to Georgia to get tickets for the Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots, which will exceed $2 billion tomorrow.
If I won $2 billion, holy crap, $2 billion, well, I'd hire a lawyer, I would buy the whole firm. And if I won $2 billion, I would be so paranoid, I'd build a panic room in my If I won $2 billion, with a B as in $1 billion, well, I'd buy a ninja bodyguard who shoots laser beams out of his eyes. And if I won $2 billion, I'd buy all the guns.
So it is the biggest of all, in both at the same time, which is really interesting. I believe the odds of winning both are 1 in 18 quadrillion. You know, 1 in 10, I can wrap my mind around. 1 in 18 quadrillion,
Do you have a ticket?
A bunch.
Yeah?
But again,
when did you get these?
Through various friends.
Oh, okay.
Connections, links, people who are driving to Georgia.
Yeah.
Check in with me. Can I pick one up for you?
I've never done it before, and I've got five. It's like, why not? I was bored yesterday, and somebody offered to drive. Okay.
We did a lot of promotions with the Florida Lottery when I was in radio down there, and I was just having a conversation with one of the lottery officials, and he was very open about the fact that one reason why they sell so many tickets is because people believe every ticket. They know, for example, with the lotto, that your odds of winning are 1 in 14 million, give or take.
Yeah.
But they think that if they buy two, they've cut that to 1 in 7 million.
No.
And if they buy 10, it's down to, 1 in 1.4. In other words, they keep dividing the odds.
Yeah,
in fact,
that's not how that works.
It's just, if you have five, it's 5 in 14 million, which
right.
is still a very, very infinitesimal fraction.
Yeah, you'd have to buy a lot of lottery tickets in order to bring the number down.
His explanation reminded me of that jagoff that did the healthcare thing. What was his name? We hated him.
Jonathan Gruber?
Yeah, Gruber. Well, yeah, at some level, you got to count on the stupidity of the American voter to sell a piece of crap like this. But still, it's the idea of having a chance. Somebody does win.
The idea is to have fun.
Yeah.
It's $10 to get five tickets, okay. If I win, it's life-changing. If I don't, it was fun to talk about.
I remember many years ago when $100 million was a big deal. That was the first time the Florida Lotto jackpot had ever gone over $100 million. And people were just going nuts, just buying tons and tons of tickets. Neil Rogers, the talk host, bought 200 tickets. Didn't even win $5. Not even 3 out of 6 on 200 tickets.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you get 3 out of the 6 numbers, you can still win a good bit of money or something like that.
3 out of the 6 gets you $4.50 or $5. 4 out of 6 used to in the early days. See, the popularity of the lotto has kind of worn off a little
bit.
Yeah,
sure.
Because I have done 4 out of 6 six times. And my jackpots have ranged anywhere from $67 to a couple hundred. In fact, it was funny. One time it was in Illinois. at Christmas time, and it was the last drawing of the year, and they said, well, just to make sure, we're going to guarantee if you get 4 out of 6, $200, 5 out of 6, $10,000, et cetera. They upgrade. So I bought a ticket just as a lark. I get back to Miami, and found the ticket, and I called down and said, I need the winning numbers for this date. I have 4 out of 6. So I won $200.
Oh, nice.
So I spent $300, got a plane ticket, drove down to cash in my ticket, spent a weekend with Mom and Dad. That part of it was fun. That part of it was fun. But for the kids in their, I gave them a nice check for their wedding, but I threw in scratch-off tickets. That was something I used to do for Janelle. On Saturday mornings, I'd drop off a donut, her allowance, and a scratch-off ticket. It's a buck, so what? You know, sometimes she'd win a dollar or two. It was no big deal. The first ticket they scratched off in that box, this is when I get the exciting we won $90! What about that other thing that was in that box? You excited about that? I mean, that's kind of the fun of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
1 year for Christmas is when I was making stupid money. I went out and I bought 500 $1 scratch-offs of varying types because they come up with all these goofy little names.
Oh, sure, yeah. I saw them last night.
And I put them in a big bowl and did help yourself.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot of fun. A few people won $20, stuff like that. And I redeemed them right there.
Look at you.
For the most part, it took a lot of vacuuming to get all that silver scratch-off material out of the carpeting and everything else. But it's fun to have the chance, and I would venture that tens of millions of Alabama dollars have crossed the border to play these games while our schools go begging for money, and that just makes no sense whatsoever.
No, 10 of my dollars did.
That's fine. If you can spare it, fine. Why don't we have it here? Oh, state leaders. Mr. Electric has been honoring October. It's National Fire Safety Month because October is the month of the anniversary of the Chicago fire, so that's why it's always been designated Fire Safety Month. And unfortunately, electricity misused or appliances that are breaking down and not in good condition can cause some pretty nasty damage. The tips for this week as we go through the month of October: extension cords should be used for temporary purposes only. Never put them where they can be damaged or pinched, like under a rug or a carpet, and replace worn, old, or damaged extension cords right away. If you find yourself needing extension cords too often, it might be a good idea to add electrical outlets. Of course, Mr. Electric can do that for you, but use a master certified electrician like the kind that they have working on the team at Mr. Electric. You know, and we were talking about the Generac backup generator, and we were thinking about it in terms of, you know, when Michael was a hurricane making landfall and stuff and the potential power outages. But last week, on a beautiful evening, I forget if it was Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I'm not sure. It had to be Thursday, 6:30. Just before sunset, all of a sudden, on a perfect evening, the power cut out. Didn't hear any sound. I know once I heard the sound of a car wreck when I lived in Bellwood West, and that accident took out the transformer box that was there and knocked out power for several hours. It just went out, just like that. And you wait a few minutes, and then it came time to start pulling out the candles and placing those. I had no idea when it was coming back. With a Generac, it kicks in if the power goes out. You don't have to worry about anything. It powers up to 2,500 square foot home. It is the ultimate protection for you and your family just in case something happens. So talk to Mr. Electric about the Generac. If your panel needs an upgrade or you need a new box, $200 discount continues through the end of October at Mr. Electric, 269-8886 or Mr. Electric.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey,
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. South Boulevard continues to be the busy spot this afternoon. Right around the major intersections, lots of backup there. A couple of cycles on the red lights. On to Eastern Boulevard, North Boulevard, and on over to the west side. Everything looking real good. 65 is a speed limit ride. So is 85. Atlanta Highway is looking really good. And the 31s are all clear at the moment. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and other home improvements. Call 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Jack Ingram Motors and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. Sponsored by Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer in Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler, Commanders-in-Chief on the campaign trail. One's in, another out of office. Former President Barack Obama addressing a rally in Las Vegas, supporting Democratic candidates in Nevada.
This November's elections are more important than any I can remember in my lifetime, and that includes when I was on the ballot. That's saying something. Politicians say every time, oh, this is the most important election. This one's really that important.
President Trump out stumping for Republicans tonight. He headlines a Houston campaign rally for his former rival, Ted Cruz. Overall, he says,
I think the Republicans are going to do very well. I have never seen spirit like we have now. Whether it's Kavanaugh, whether it's tax cuts that we gave, whether it's common sense, I've never seen it.
This is Fox News.